the worst moments of our life.
Hey girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of like worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best served funny.
Hi, welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. I am your host, Christine Lakin.
And I'm Ala Khaled. Why are you the host and I'm not the host?
No, we're both the host.
Okay,
I'm
but
just, you wanted
you said,
to
I am your host. I said...
And then you say, and I'm your host, Ala Khaled.
Yeah, whatever.
I do it and then you do it.
Got it. You know
you
who
could
I am.
Start, fine, you start it. Go.
Hey, welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. I'm your host, Ala Khaled, with my friend, Christine,
no,
sidekick.
No, see, no, I'm not your friend. I'm not your sidekick. We're co-hosts.
Right.
So, no. And I'm your host, Christine Lakin.
Sometimes she's hosting, but most of the time I do all the talking. So I'm pretty much the host.
I've decided after listening to our podcast back, I need to just speak in a much deeper voice. I think it's a lot sexier. So I'm going to try to do that today.
Okay.
I just need to be a lot more gravelly. Maybe yeah. I need to start smoking again.
Don't do it. All right. So today.
Today we have a very, very funny comedian. Comedian. I hate that. I hate that word.
You're a comedian and an impersonator, right? And a voiceover artist. I call you voiceover extraordinaire.
Voiceover extraordinaire. You would know her from America's Got Talent.
Yes, she lost.
You would know her, which we'll talk about. You would know her from the Howard Stern show.
Which she does.
Does a million voices. So she's
she does a lot of Howard Stern. I first heard her on the Howard Stern show. She did. Did you win that contest?
Are you talking to me?
I am.
You might want to say my name.
I will.
Say
I'm getting there.
First.
I'm getting there.
First.
We are with you guys. Get ready. Google her. Follow her on Instagram. Find her tweets. She's a bitch. I love her to death. Miss Rachel Butera.
Hi, Ala.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel.
Yeah.
Hi. Rachel came and did our live show some years ago and was very funny, and then we couldn't quit her.
And so. Then my family stopped talking to me because it was the worst family ever. And
which we're going to get into that.
Lawsuits were threatened.
Are you serious?
Accusations were slung and okay, we didn't speak to each other.
So Rachel, so tell us a little bit what you're working on now. I mean, you're doing a million things all the time. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, I've mostly been doing voiceover stuff. So I'm on two super secret projects, animation projects that I can't talk about right
now.
Why are they always so super
secret?
They're
always secret.
Why are they always
gonna
so secret?
Be like... On network TV?
They're going to be huge. I can say that one is a DreamWorks production.
Okay.
I can't say what it is. And the other is a gigantic franchise that I can't say what it is. I don't know where they're going to be, but
they're films? No, they're TV shows.
They're TV shows. And I am happy to say that I am pretty much like a very lead central character in both of them,
good.
Which is what I moved out here to do. And it's happened. So, yeah. That's
awesome.
Oh, I
wish you could tell us.
I know. I wish I could tell you, too.
Hints.
I can't. I've signed NDAs.
Do you play a
woman? They'll put me in jail.
Do you play a woman?
Yes, both times.
Do you play a child?
No.
Do you?
Women.
Oh, women. Yeah. Several characters?
No, I play the woman in both. The woman in both.
Give me an age range.
I would say one is like 60s and one is... 25 to 35.
East Coast or West Coast?
One is West Coast, one is from another country.
Ooh.
Like that.
A communist country?
Don't guess anything. I cannot say
a
anything
a communist
more.
Country?
No, it's not a communist country.
Okay. Is that a hint?
No. There's okay. no hints. There's okay. no hints. I'm not saying right. anything.
But
I don't want to go to jail.
People would know you from your voices on Trip Tank. They would
yeah.
know you from... obviously, America's Got Talent. So let's talk about that a little bit. How far did you get?
I got one episode, one big, one
Sorry,
big fat
dog.
Giant episode on. But I like to believe it's because Howard Stern was the judge and we had entanglements
oh.
and we couldn't.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
He had to recuse
well,
himself
yeah.
from judging because I was also on his show doing stuff. And so I think they didn't, going further, they didn't want to, either that or they just wanted Wendy Liebman to be the comedian oh. that they featured that. Because, you know, it's all scripted. It's not reality.
Right.
I mean, reality is
Wait, it's not?
Scripted.
Wait, so that's like... Really?
It's so cast.
But even with like a,
no,
like they, a competition show?
Yeah, they're cast.
They're cast.
You know that.
They were all
I
cast.
Didn't really think of it that way.
Really?
No, the producers
really.
Called me. Like, I didn't have to stand on a fucking line. And can I curse on this?
You could curse
course.
All you want.
I didn't have to stand on a line and like be picked out of a crowd. Like, the producers knew me from the Stern show. And they
called me. I mean, I assumed that because, you know, you probably had a connection to get in there. You do this for a living. I mean, I can't imagine that there are some people, obviously, that are standing online.
Some of them
are, you know, there to be like the William Hungs. But there's got to be other people that they need ringers, people that are good to come in.
Totally. Like Wendy Liebman's been around 30 years. Like, they didn't find her.
Well, this is so interesting because, you know, we had Deonna Pappas on the show and she talks about The Bachelorette. And what I think is so interesting about that is that I guess you could call it a competition show if you really get down to it. But there are people that they definitely want to keep on the show.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, it is your choice.
Right.
Like, they're not being like, you need to like this person or like that person. So I don't know. I guess I just thought that talent had more merit. This is all really crashing.
What do you think about the Nick Cannon situation?
I don't even know what that situation is.
What do you mean
situation? I don't follow pop culture so much. I don't really care.
That could be why you're not working.
That could be why.
Wait,
you got to be on it.
I want to be working on TV. I need people to see my
visage. You sort of need to know what's happening in the TV world.
Do I really? Like, if I know about Nick Cannon, is that going to get me a fucking role?
No,
I mean,
but, like, it's good to know, like, you know, I don't know.
What? I know he quit. He quit in a very public way.
All right, do you know who's president?
I will not say his name out loud, though.
Oh,
I won't say
that's
it.
That's very Whoopi Goldberg of you.
I'm not going. You know what? I'm not going to say it. Okay? It's enough that I got to read it on Twitter all day, every day. I don't want to say the man's name out loud.
Well, she doesn't say it on The View, or you don't say it on The View, Whoopi. For those of you who don't know, she obviously does many voices.
Whoopi being one of my favorites.
Right? You do a couple of The View characters. You did Rosie, right?
Who do I do? Oh, Rosie. Yeah, she's not on there anymore, though, right?
No.
I quit again. The second time I quit. I made my money. I don't need it.
See, she's, you need to do Joy.
I know. She's back on, right? How is she? She's like.
That's not Joy.
What's Joy? I don't know.
Kind of Joy.
Yeah, a little bit of Joy. Yeah, but a little more like.
All right. Christine.
Forget about it.
I'm just giving her.
I'm a hot core liberal. I don't know. I can't do. I need to study her a little bit.
Yeah, I know. She's a great one for you.
But then you've got Sharon on the other one. The other show.
The talk.
Yes. Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
You've got that. So all kinds of people doing all kinds of things.
So you started on the Howard Stern show doing they had a competition to do the voices of their staff.
It was called the Staff Impression Contest, although it was like you could do anybody who's affiliated with the show in any way. So that meant guests or like whoever. So I did, you know, Little Lupe, the porn star, who's fallen out of fashion, by the way.
But, well, because of
where's
the whole...
Where's she been? I don't know. I think she got deported by Interpol or something, maybe. Something like that.
But it was like this porn star voice. She happened to like be on the show at the time of the contest all the time.
Right.
So
she
I did
a great
her.
Little Lupe.
Little Lupe. Thank you, Bella.
And are you still... You're doing stuff now? On the show or no?
Yeah, I do. I record a lot of stuff from home and send it to them. Like, you'll hear me as an announcer here and there, or just like some bits and stuff like that. And then I go to the studio sometimes.
Well, as of lately, you know, Howard's been obsessed. By the way, if anyone from the Howard Stern is listening, I love Howard Stern.
We love him.
You're not getting on the show.
We speak his
name. Anyways.
It's not happening.
So he's obsessed with the whole Vocal Fry thing that's sort of like hit the nation.
Yeah.
And it's on every reality show. And so she's now the Vocal Fry girl.
Vocal Fry Betty.
What's her name?
Betty. She produces the show.
Yeah. Is it with Vocal Fry? The other day, my girlfriend and I were laughing about the fact that girls now, they don't just say, oh, perfect.
Oh, perfect.
And why has perfect become...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is, but it's been happening for a long time.
Yeah,
very
long
time.
It's been very...
It used to be Valley Girl, and then it became Vocal Fry.
A lot of it is on The Bachelor.
Yeah, that's where
he
plays it from.
The girls are on The Bachelor, every single one of them.
They're just imitating the Kardashians.
They must be. And I catch myself doing it, too. Whereas, like, I think maybe in the past when I would go down into that, I wouldn't think about it. But now every time I go down into that, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm doing Vocal Fry by accident. And then I'm like, oh, well, my voice is stressed because I'm a voiceover person and it gets tired. Maybe that's just why. Like, I hope I'm not turning into one of these girls. And now I have to try really hard not to do it. So now I'm conscious of my speech. It's a whole goddamn thing, you know?
You know what I do when I get annoyed
at people like in public, like when I want to police them, but I don't want to seem like a total bitch. I get real Southern. Oh, excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I don't. Could you? Do you mind? I'm so sorry.
Do you really do that? You whip out your roots.
Oh, I'm the worst. But it's like you're kind of shaming someone, but in like a very sweet and very, very passive aggressive manner.
So they don't know.
When I'm getting on an airplane and I'm struggling to get my bag up top, yeah. And like everyone's just standing there watching me because I'm 5'1". I'm like, oh, I don't know if anyone could be possibly try to help me because I just can't reach that. Oh my God, thank you, sir. That is so nice of you. Thank
Your
you so much.
Your Southern accent
I
love isn't it. Even that. It's not that, I mean.
It's not that Southern?
I mean, it's not that right.
Well, she's from the
what
South.
What are you talking about? It's not Louisiana, but I didn't grow up there.
Well, it's not.
Georgia.
Georgia.
She's lying if you know.
I feel like I know the Georgia.
There's a lot of different microcosms, yeah. though. If you've lived in Georgia or Atlanta a long time, there's different ones. People right. have like real, real Southern, the way that people really talk.
Like Savannah.
That's like old money.
Mm. Right.
But then you've got people who have just moved there from like other places, and they're just trying to, you know... I'm going out tomorrow, and we're going to go to the country club. And oh my God, did you see her? She looks so cute.
Her accent's great. What are you talking about?
All right, Rachel, you're the expert. All right, so but then we actually first met Rachel on
he's
Andy
doing stand-up
Dick's
now.
Podcast.
Did we? No.
Yes, you were co-hosting with Andy Dick.
Is that right? Is that
yeah, because we were promoting Worst Audition Ever.
Oh God! Oh,
wow, it's been a while.
That's how we got her, and how we got Andy.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. That's right.
And
that's
those crazy. Times is long gone now.
Yeah. What is your history with Andy?
We.
He met you through Howard Stern too, right?
No. No, I met him through Nuzzy. Do you guys know Nuzzy?
No, we don't know the vocal. Vocal people.
He's no Nuzzy had a podcast called Decently Funny and he knew Andy, and when I moved here Nuzzy knew me from Howard, so he put me and Andy on the same podcast together. We hit it off. Next thing I know, I'm like sitting on Andy's podcast. But it
I
was
thought you were gonna
I thought you were
penis.
Gonna say on Andy's
sitting on Andy's
I don't
giant
know why
penis
I thought that.
Yeah. No Andy likes
yeah there's
boys.
A rumor about his no, penis
what's the rumor about
that
his
it's
penis
giant.
It's giant, yeah,
you saw it.
No, but oh, no. He's told me, but no. Only a guy only a guy with a big penis would have that kind of swagger and like braggadocio. You know what I mean? Like
sure.
He, for sure, you can just tell. Like guys with small dicks don't act like that. So I just know it's true. Anyway.
Speaking of, how's your love life?
It's non-existent.
Oh.
As per usual. 5.5 years in LA, cannot find a boyfriend.
Jesus.
5.5.
What's happening?
Years. I was dating a really hot bodybuilding Guido that I liked so much, but he was a jerk and that didn't work out. He's from Jersey. That lasted like 1.5 months and I was obsessed for 2 years after. Couldn't forget him.
Well.
Couldn't forget him.
Couldn't quit
and
him.
And he's still.
He's around, but he wants nothing to do with me. And other than that, it's just been like fling here, fling there, fling here, fling there. It all sucks. There's no love
like,
to be found in LA.
What's one of your worst dates ever?
Dates? I don't even have fucking dates anymore. They want
you go straight to the bed.
Well, they don't want to. They don't want to even talk to you. It's like you meet them on these dating apps, and they're like, "Let me come over," and I'm like, "I don't even know your name yet. Is this working?"
That's weird.
Is this happening? Are girls opening their doors to guys who are like taking profile pictures and a pair of sunglasses and a sideways baseball hat, and they don't even know their name, and they're like, "Yeah, come fuck me." I mean, I don't know what's
yeah,
happening
it's
anymore.
Happening.
That's crazy.
No one
I'm
dates.
So glad I missed that.
Oh, you're
I got
so lucky.
Really lucky.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, I was definitely single in the moment of like when that got really big, and then you know,
yeah,
I was lucky. I just like knew my husband from earlier, and
oh,
we're
so
like,
good.
Let's just do this thing.
So you're not having any luck here in Los Angeles?
Not in relationships and love. Sex, I could fuck a different guy every day if I wanted to, but I don't. I'm not like that, even though you might think I am.
I don't think that. I just assumed it.
Oh, God.
But no, nobody wants a relationship. They don't have to because they've literally got a million girls in the palm of their hand. Right. They're like, oh, she won't talk to me? Fuck her. I'm just going to swipe left, and there's a million more that will talk to
they're
me.
They're memetting it.
They're totally memetting. They're Lynette.
They're nomadic. So you're from Jersey or from
yeah,
Long Island?
New Jersey.
Oh, don't get insulted if I say Long Island.
I'm not. I was distracted by your nugget ring.
It's my dad. It's my granddad's. Like,
I haven't seen a golden nugget
I've
ring.
I've had it since I was 14. It's gold. It's nugget and diamonds.
Is it a clotta? Oh no, it's just a nugget. Yeah, it looks like the rock wall in Goodfellas.
The only other person I've ever seen wear a golden nugget ring.
Elvis.
Is Brandon Call.
Shut up.
Yep. He had like three of them, but he wore them on his pinkies. And
well, I've had this ring since I was 14. It was my grandfather's ring. I don't want to take it. It's the one thing that you could mug me and I'd be like, you're not getting the ring.
I'm taking, okay, I got it. I got the picture of it. Golden
It was
nuggets.
Distracted by the twinkling nugget.
Wow.
Anyway, so you're from the East Coast. And you have a crazy, crazy, I mean.
Do you want to even talk about your family? No, now there's lawsuits, so now I feel bad.
No, they have no power. They were just idle threats.
Who are they going to hire? Jacoby and Myers?
Maybe. They probably tried.
Well, we're not talking now anyway, but for different reasons.
1-888-888-888.
Like, yeah.
Jacoby and Myers. What was the song? How did it go? Remember?
Mine was like.
I know the 888-888.
I don't know which one that is.
We're not advertising that, but
we're not getting
call Jacoby and Myers
just to
now.
Be clear.
So because when you did our live show, you went. It was worst family ever.
I went nuclear.
You went. I mean,
pictures. The whole
like
deep dark truth.
Yeah,
talked about my father jerking off to porn. My mother did not like that. She has no sense of humor when it comes to my father. He is a god, an angel to be untouched and canonized. He can do no wrong. He cannot masturbate.
And your brother is an interesting character as well.
Yeah, so we're not talking now because the last batch of texts he sent me were about how he's gonna like ruin my career, take me down, destroy everything I work for, call Howard Stern, tell him I'm a Jew hater. I'm a fat cunt. I'm heartless. I have no
heart.
This is went on and on. And so he told me never to talk to him again. So I haven't talked to him in 6 months.
Why is he angry at you?
I don't know.
I mean, something had to have happened.
Nothing happened.
Out of nowhere.
My mother is like a depressed and destitute woman who lives with my drug addict sister who has sucked the life out of her. And they want, you know, my brother wants me to give them money. I'm a fucking struggling actor in LA. It's so expensive to live here. I don't have any money to give them.
Yeah.
So we fight about how, the money, but I think it's much deeper than money. I think that's like a surface thing.
It always is.
But the last big fight was about money. And I'm like, what do you want from me? I can't pay my rent. I'm late on all my bills. I don't have fucking money to give them. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, you're a heartless cunt. You're a piece of shit. And all these things, and that was it. And so none of us are speaking.
Oh God!
And this just keeps happening, like over and over again. And
then he's like, "Are you coming over Thanksgiving?"
Well, then yeah, like he texted me the other day. He's like, "I had a bad dream that we were trying to kill each other. I'm sorry for calling you fat." I'm like, "Fat? You can call me that all day." I'm like, "What about the stuff about taking down my life and my career?" I'm like, "That's the shit you should be sorry for." So now he's trying to get back into my good graces, but honestly, it's like. It's too painful to go through it over and over, so it's easier for me to just stay away.
So do you see them?
No.
Holidays, nothing?
Not anymore.
When's the last time you talked to them, like, and face-to-face?
I saw my mother in October before this shit all started up again, and that was the last time I was home in Jersey.
So what's the, like, how did this, before you left for Los Angeles, let's say... When you start finding your niche in like the voiceover world, or you like obviously you're talented. It's like I don't know how it works for voice. Like as a singer, you know if you can sing.
You're right.
As an impersonator, do you know that you can do these voices like immediately, or like how does that work?
No, I've always known. I've been able to do it since I could talk, and so but I didn't know that there was a thing you could do with it for money or for like life,
it was a career.
Yeah, I just made my friends laugh, and that was enough for me. And you know, to be honest, it's like better when you're just at a job trying to make your friends laugh than it is when you're trying to make a living at it. It takes all the fun out of it when you're doing it professionally. So I just kind of like miss making my friends laugh. But yeah, I knew I could do it. I just didn't know it could be a thing. And then all of a sudden it became a thing and now it's a thing.
So around the house as a kid, were you doing this all the time? And
yeah.
It was your parents or family were supportive of it, not supportive. They didn't get it.
I recently asked my mother, do you remember what I used to do? How I would like do all these things? Was it funny? Were you amazed? She's like, it was funny. What? Like, I think it entertained my father much more. Him and I were more in sync, and like he would take me in his car around to like rug remnant shops, and I would sing like Lou Rawls in the back seat and crack him up, or like Kenny Rogers. I'm like a little kid singing like that, and he would laugh. And my mother, she just had other shit going on. So I don't think she really understood or cared, you know, like that her kid had this weird talent or like didn't know what to do. she made a mistake. She probably could have gotten rich from me back then and wouldn't have to ask me for money now if she only knew about child acting and entertainment. But yeah, I don't know. What can I say? It was a fucking bizarre upbringing with lots of anxiety and poverty and nobody knew anything. And you know, I got a late start to it all. And here we are.
Well, with everything that went on in your family, how come you turned out? I mean,
thank God.
Well, I want to say the word normal, but there's a little... I mean, you're crazy as crazy in a good way, not in a bad way. But your sister has issues. Your brother has
I think issues. We were all affected in different ways by my father's illness. So, like, my sister got 9 good years of my father not being sick. He was, like, a normal guy with a job. My parents were, like, starting this life with a little kid and everything was great. Then my brother got 6 years with my father not sick. And it was, like, all just normal. The fucking year I was born, my father has this heart problem and he's sick from the day I'm born till the day he dies when I'm 22. And the house is just like fear, anxiety, no money. He's going to die. And that was my whole entire upbringing. So it fucked my sister up with drugs. It fucked my brother up. He's got like he's like sour shoes. He is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like sour shoes.
For those of you who don't know who sour shoes is... He's sort of on the spectrum, I guess.
Yeah. My brother, listen, he's wildly talented. He can play every instrument. He sings. He can do impressions.
This guy's a savant.
And he's an artist. But he can't communicate with me on a normal level.
Right.
So, and then I'm fucked up the way I'm fucked up. So, you know, there it is. Everybody's fucked up.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I'm just glad. I mean, I eat. My sister does drugs, and my brother obsesses over, like, he sits in his room and plays with toys and music and stuff. So we all got our things.
So now you've sort of like, you're now making a living off of voiceover.
Have you ever met somebody face to face that you've done their voice, and have they ever known that you like imitate them or mimic them? Like, even in life, doesn't have to be like a famous person.
I've done some people to them and they laugh. I can't think of who, but other people, most people don't like it. They're like, I don't sound like that. Like, I was at this dinner with this Brazilian guy the other day. He's got a really interesting accent that's very hard to do. And I was doing it back to him. He's like, I don't sound like that, honey. And I'm like, I know you think you don't, but you do. And so half the people get it and they're like, oh my God, is that what I sound like? And they're like, I don't sound like that. So yeah, but Rosie O'Donnell knows I do her. She's like retweeted videos of me doing her. And I think Whoopi knows too, because when I was on America's Got Talent, they played a clip of it on The View.
Is that, Yeah.
So, but it doesn't come up that often. I don't get a chance to do impressions that often anymore. I've stopped doing stand-up.
I was going to ask, why?
I don't know. I had a bad experience at Flappers. Like,
fucking Flappers. Can't they find a better name for headlining? That place? Flappers just sounds like flopped.
Flappers.
It sounds like flops.
It's like an old school comic.
I know, it's a terrible name.
It's
you're right.
A bad name.
I had a bad experience. I got yelled at by the owner, and
why?
I cried.
Why? What happened? Start from the beginning. Don't just start jumping over shit.
I know.
Rachel, you're so fucking frantic. Go.
Okay, they have this Burbank Comedy Festival every year. And
okay, first of all, we all know comedy comes from fucking Burbank.
It's a derivative of the deep Burbank.
Yeah.
James
Bob
Restaurant.
Hope, Burbank Comedy Festival. Go.
Flame jumper, go. So I was sort of like already working with Flappers doing other stuff, and they asked me to host a night of the festival. I never hosted before. I've done stand-up. So it would be me doing 5 minutes and then hosting the whole night, bringing up 17 comedians. I didn't know them, so it was like a list of their names. And in between, I had to like raffle off prizes. I was nervous and, you know, whatever. And I had friends from Jersey in the audience, and it was like all this stuff. Plus, it was there were like networks there watching, so it was like a whole thing.
Shit.
So the owner, I think her name's Barbara, she comes to us 5 minutes before in the green room, and she's like, listen, you guys, nothing dirty, no cursing. 5 minutes before the show starts.
Huh?
I'm not a seasoned enough comedian that I had a second set, and I'm not that filthy, but I'm doing Lisa Lampanelli. There's going to be cursing. I'm doing Wanda Sykes. There's going to be like some cursing.
You do those voices.
Yeah, so now I'm like panicking. I'm like, fuck, how am I going to cut stuff? And I got to go up there and I got to do my set. And she's like, there's network people here and they're looking to hire people. So, you know, I'm confident you guys can, you know, keep it clean. And I'm just shitting my pants. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I go up, I do my set. I cut out all the F words, but I said shit. I said a couple of curses, but nothing
like
that bad.
Like a very like on the cusp like curse word these days.
Yeah, and I might have like, you know, there was maybe some innuendo, but I didn't get filthy. I didn't talk about my vagina or anything like that. I cut as much out as I could, you know. Bring up all the comedians, 17 of them all night. Now they're running up to me like, Rachel, you got to raffle this off. And then, can you do this? And then you got to tell them about this. And I'm like, okay. So it all went off great. The end of the night comes and everybody's hugging, kissing goodbye. I see the owner and I'm like, thank you so much. This was a great opportunity. I had a really good night. And she's like, what? And I'm like, thank you. I just wanted to thank you. She's like, yeah, you didn't do what I said. You didn't listen to me. And I, you might think I'm tough, but I am a fucking pussy to the core.
Oh,
I'm
really?
I break like a little girl. Like I could already feel the tears welling up because she was yelling at me. I can cry just thinking about it. She's like yelling at me. So, and I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, I told you to keep it clean. She's like, I saw you here a year ago doing impressions and you didn't do any of that. I go, well, that was a 90-second impression thing for the Dana Carvey show. I was told beforehand not to curse. I'm like, you know, I do other comedy. And she turned her back and just walked away like in the middle of me talking. I fucking cried. You can see the tears in my eyes right
now.
I fucking
Get
cried.
Get this on video now.
I cried the whole way home. Didn't just cry. I was like hyperventilating and could not control myself.
Are you kidding me?
And I thought to myself, if I'm crying over this, should I be subjecting myself? Should I be doing comedy if I'm this sensitive? Like,
right.
I don't know if this is something I should pursue. So I have not done comedy since
Rachel,
then.
You're an idiot.
Because of
I'm an idiot.
Because of no, flappers
no.
went in.
No, no, I'm not kidding. Like, that's the biggest mistake you could make.
I know it is, but
in fact, I would. Not only would I do stand up again, but I would go back to flappers.
I don't know if she'd have me, but see, I have no desire to do it.
If they have an open
that.
Mic,
she
I'd
yelled
show up.
The desire out of me to do it. And
okay, can I just say something real quick? If you're going to be in this business and you've been here for how many years?
5.5.
Yeah, that's nothing.
But that's what I'm saying. If I'm that sensitive,
like,
should I subject herself? Why
should I
be doing this?
Stand-up comedy is the most vulnerable, hardest thing to do because you literally have to give no fucks about anything.
I know.
It's way harder than even going into like a network room and like bombing an audition.
Totally.
That's like, you know, that's embarrassing, upsetting, soul-destroying, but at least it's like 5 to 10 people.
Right, I know.
No, but still, like, you have to know your audience, too, also, because you know that you're loved by, I mean, I've seen you perform. You're she's amazing.
Well, and I guarantee, here's the thing, that one woman was probably pissed because of, you know, whatever, the couple, you know,
she owns flappers.
It's well, yeah, which is a successful comedy place.
It is.
Okay,
it's a horrible
name. It just needs a rebrand.
But, you know, I bet all those people in the audience were totally laughing at everything you were doing.
Yeah, I mean, they were for sure laughing.
So fuck her.
I know. I just, but ever since that night, I just haven't wanted to do it. And I did a charity event in New Jersey last fall, and I bombed because it was a room full of Republicans, and I was making all these Trump jokes, but I didn't know it was Republicans.
Oh,
they
geez.
Didn't tell me it was a charity
God,
event.
No.
So I'm like, I am not meant to
not
do this. I know. I'm
so
like,
did you bomb?
I was doing Hillary. I was doing Trump impressions, and they were all just sitting there looking at me. I'm like, what? This is funny shit. What the fuck is going on? And like,
meanwhile, you're like, why are they all wearing golf shirts?
Yeah. And then
what is that? Like, Republicans only wear golf shirts?
Yeah. Well, they do. Well, these were like business guys.
Golf shirts.
Okay.
This was like a.
I think.
No, I need to get back to the therapy session with Rachel because this is going to upset me.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you right now, you need to get back do it again. You're going to. Because here's how it works, especially with stand up, and you know this, is there might be that one person that can totally put you in the right direction or get you to the next level. Just one person.
I know. It only takes one person.
It only takes one person. And the one thing that we learned. I always remember Diane Harden, who was Christina and I's acting teacher. She said, you are right for a job maybe 1% of the time, mm-hmm. but you have to be on 100% of the time because you never know when that 1% is going to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And
that's the game changer.
And that's the game changer. Yeah. It will change your life. When it happens, it happens. But you can't take yourself out of the mix. I get it. If you don't want to do stand-up, then don't do stand-up. But I know that you want to perform. I know that you want to get in the television game. I know that your niche is stand-up comedy and these impressions.
Yeah,
because
the thing is, you're not just doing voices. You're performing comedy as these people. And that's what's, I mean, that's what's so quick and so unique about
it. It takes that one, it takes that one person. I mean, you'll be.
I couldn't get up there and do a bunch of
voices. There's no way I could.
I've seen you on stage. You're great up there.
She's great with script.
Yeah, but I couldn't improv my way through, you know, a bunch of characters.
All my stuff is pre-written. I don't
know. Well, I know that, but jokes, you know how to, you know how to make a joke flow. You know what a joke, how a joke works. My, like, my jokes are totally improv and spontaneous. I don't know if they're funny or not. I just happen to be an amazing fucking performing. And they are funny, Christine. Bitch.
The thing is like...
First, we've cussed more this episode than any other one. We're never getting sponsors.
She didn't make me question whether or not I'm funny. I know that I am, or that I'm good at it. She made me question if I'm this delicate and this sensitive to a woman giving me feedback, albeit in a nasty kind of way, and I'm having this response to it, like, is this from my sanity?
Yeah, I know.
My mental health?
I'm with you
something
there.
I should keep doing? Because what if it happens again? As it certainly will. Right. And how many times am I going to be, like, sensitive to it? And it also shows, I think it shows a lack of determination. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I want it that much. Otherwise, I'd be like, fuck you, I'm doing it again. But instead, I'm like, I'll just go home and deal with it.
See, if it were me, all honestly, I would go to another comedy club. I would take this story that happened, and I would make it a comic routine.
Yeah.
And I would fucking just...
Worst stand-up ever.
Yeah.
I would just, like, fucking... I would tell the flapper story, make it a five-minute thing.
That's a good idea.
And joke it up and really fucking nail her. Like,
and
the
I
funny
was doing
part
this voice and this voice, and you can bring all your stuff in.
And
I was
just,
fucking
and
killing.
And turn it around. It's gonna, it'll make you feel better.
Good idea.
And it's gonna get the attention. That's what I would do.
Channel it into something creative.
Exactly.
Yeah. Got a catharsis. Yeah, man. Good idea. Thanks.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's just somebody. Okay. California, positive, like energy, kombucha on top. You know.
Oh, you
crystals.
Have you ever been to Full Circle Church?
What is
that? It's actually Full Circle Temple. I realize
Temple.
I've been calling it the wrong time.
I've been calling it church too.
What is it?
It's we did a whole episode with Andrew Keegan, who you may remember from the 90s.
When you brought up kombucha, it just triggered.
They it's like a spiritual sort of center for people to come, all different religions, and it's just sort of like a, you know.
But they got rated for kombucha.
They got rated
cacao.
For kombucha at one of their like
rated?
Fundraisers.
Rated. In
because
the Venice.
They're, you know, of the trace alcohol, so that the ABC came in.
Oh my god!
And
police, the whole
police,
bit.
And
stop it!
Tried to take him down, and then all these rumors went around that they all got arrested. And
oh my god!
They're just trying to shut down the temple.
That is so stupid.
It's prime real estate. That's what that was my point of the whole podcast.
We got it.
That's some prime real estate, guys.
It is. You know, it is.
The kombucha cops.
I want to talk real quick about your car.
Oh my god, my poor car.
We need a picture of it.
See, that's how
your
poor
car,
I am.
We, no, but you
please
you
explain
drove up
my
and I was
car.
Like, oh my god, she still got the yellow.
It's like
yellow
Jersey.
Mellow. I love it.
Did you get this in Jersey?
I've had this car. This was my first new car that I could ever buy when I had a corporate job and money in New Jersey. 2004. It's still going, but barely. And now it's missing a bumper. But my family wants money from me.
So
you get
it. Yeah.
All right.
Do you send them the picture when they ask for money? That's all you got to do is like, sure.
I snapped because I get these.
As soon as I can get a bumper,
yeah.
I will.
I'm like, as soon as like the muffler's hanging off, the exhaust is choking me to death. It smells like maple syrup. But I screenshotted pictures of, because my bank sends me low balance alerts like every day, so I screenshotted it and sent it to my you have like $25 left in your account.
I sent it to
my sister. She's like, I don't give a fuck, you're a heartless piece of shit, you know, and like they don't care.
What does
they
your sister
don't care.
Do
she well
yeah here
God.
We go
well she's been a phlebotomist for many years, which is someone who
that is.
They
what
draw
is that?
Blood. They're the people who draw blood.
That sounds
blood.
So fancy or dirty.
Well, she is a bloodsucker, so it's apropos.
There you go.
She's done that for years, but now she just had open heart surgery last year at 53 years old.
Oh, shit.
Because we're talking 5 packs of Newports a day, Coca-Cola, cocaine. I mean, on and, you know, so many things.
But she works in a hospital.
Yeah. She's worked in many hospitals. So the girl's got problems, right? And we've never had a relationship.
What does she think of Obamacare?
I don't know. We don't discuss real things. So I don't know what she's doing now. I think she might be going on permanent disability. I have no idea. We don't speak. I don't know what she's doing.
Wait,
I always thought, by the way, I always find it so interesting when you go to a hospital and then you walk outside and there's the person that has just been like drawing your blood. I mean, I don't know why in my head.
Smoking in their scrubs.
They're like smoking in their scrubs. Horrible? Or they're like, you know, off to eat it like a, they're having like a hot dog.
In their scrubs.
And, right.
I know. And then they bring the germs back to the hospital.
But then you also think to yourself, you work in a hospital. You must know like the repercussions of all of these actions. But then I think also to myself, just because they work there doesn't mean, it doesn't have necessarily anything to do with their life. It's just their job.
Well, and for not for, I shouldn't say for most people, some people go to nursing school because they don't want to get a full college education. It's easier to get through, you know what I mean? It's
which
a two-year program.
Nursing school is not a job. It's hard. It's hard.
Really hard. Well, there's math.
If you're a blood drawer.
Well, that's not nursing. That's just, that's a certificate. That's easy.
That's what I'm saying. But still, they work in hospitals. They don't have
to. Well, she works in nursing homes. She used to go around to old people's.
God, I can't imagine a worse job.
I mean,
just do you know how many times I have fainted?
Really?
I'm the worst. When I was pregnant, I had to get blood drawn like every, you know, month and a half or whatever. Twice I almost fainted.
Oh my God. Really? So you're one of those people.
I have like a very low heart rate and
Head.
I do usually, but it's the anxiety leading up to it. Like for me, and I'll be honest with this. So I've had Botox a couple of times.
What?
Yeah. In my forehead. Where else do you get Botox?
Well, underarms? Some people get in the underarms for like sweat glands.
Yeah, no, I'm not Nicole. I don't have like a sweating issue.
Some people get it for migraines.
Yeah, right. Okay, I got it for migraines.
Yeah,
let's say I got it for migraines.
That's how insurance covers
it
when you say you got it for migraines.
The migraine. Excuse me?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at you now. I don't see the Botox.
Well, it's worn off now.
Oh my God, you are the worst.
Yeah, he's so rude to me. He's the one who told me I needed Facetune because I was looking old.
Facetune?
Yeah.
It's
dude, if you think she's looking old, I must look like the fucking Stygian witches from Clash of the Titans.
We're going to get
to that. Give me back the eye. I must have it. Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm going to let the audience vote.
How about this? When we finish this, we'll do a, and you guys can go online and look at this, because we're going to do a picture of us unfacetuned, and then one of us facetuned.
Fuck.
So Facetune is an app that that a friend of mine told me about, because she'd take a picture of us. She's like a master selfie person. Like she can take, so usually I don't have to worry. And then I think the picture looks great as it is, and then she'll Facetune it, and I'm like, what the fuck?
But is it like drastically faked airbrush?
No.
You can make it like that if you want. I did one of my husband, and then I put like, you can also put makeup on yourself. Yeah. You can like change your like actual smile to be wider.
Sort of smooth.
You can look like a total asshole.
Yeah. It smooths things out. Like Christine, like for instance, like if I were to Facetune Christine, I'd do her forehead and around her eyes, like in the corner.
There's nothing on her face, you
and
psycho.
Then, like, see around her mouth, those like
it's
extra.
It's called
little
laugh lines from laughing.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would just smooth them out a little bit.
Smooth. Jesus. Because we all need to be fucking perfect and flawless.
No, I'm just saying, but I mean, you know.
No, I get it. My point is, I went in for the Botox for my migraines, you know, just like the marijuana cards for my glaucoma.
Yeah.
So I went in to get to do it, and I'd been thinking about it all morning, and I had this like pent up anxiety inside. This is not one, but two times this has happened to me now. So now I don't think I can do it anymore, because I literally am like, she's like doing it, she's putting it in there, and I can like, in little pinches, and she's like, you're fine, you're doing great, you're fine. I'm like, I'm totally fine. I'm totally not. I'm like, I'm starting to see stars. Yeah, I feel like I'm going down. I passed out cold.
In Botox?
Yes, they had to throw me back on the chair.
Oh my God.
They had to put my legs on over my head.
Is
then another
the
doctor had to
that
come
you're
in.
Scared
it's the needles.
Of?
I think I have anxiety. They had to go next door to Noah's Bagels and get me orange juice. I had to lay there. They had to bring in chocolate.
Juice.
I mean, the good thing is the following day, we'll never know what you're thinking, because
we'll never know if I'm happy.
But my question
sad.
Is just like, because
it's so dumb.
I mean,
it sounds dumb.
It's really dumb. I'd rather have Facetune.
Yeah, but you can't
Facetune
your
can't
life.
Follow you around.
No, I understand that, but I still, like, it's...
Look, it's all vain and stupid.
But my thing is like, where does the shit go? Like,
well, look, they've been using Botox for years.
Okay.
I mean, it's been... People were using it before they realized that it does this to your wrinkles. They were using it under people's arms. They were using it for something else too. I can't remember.
I want to do it, but I'm just afraid I'm going to have an allergic reaction because I'm like so sensitive to everything. And then what? It's in you and it can't get out.
Can't get out.
And then like,
I think that's part of my problem too.
Well, yeah.
I can't even imagine. I can't imagine going in for surgery just for like, oh, I just like hate my eyebrows or like I want to do this. Ugh, it all freaks me out. Like I'm getting sweaty just thinking about it. Oh my God.
I mean, I so want this sucked out. Like, I can't wait to make money and get it sucked out. No, and I will risk my life.
Think about going in.
I know.
And then they.
But I will.
They put this thing in your neck and they suck it all out. That drives me crazy.
I know. It's terrible, but I really hate this. We all have it in my family.
I always wanted a chin implant because I have no chin.
Would you honestly get one if you had the money?
It's so funny because when I had my wisdom teeth pulled.
Please don't tell me you were like, hey, while I'm under, can you just add something?
No, I didn't even. I always had this weird thing about my chin. I'm in Beverly Hills, get like one of the best like oral surgeons because apparently I have the longest roots anyone's ever seen and wisdom teeth. Like they were like
for some reason that makes a lot of sense.
I have long roots, so
stubborn.
So when I was going for my consultation before this oral surgery, he said I didn't bring it up. He said, listen, while you're under, if you want, we do chin implants as well.
Oh, shut. My God.
And I was like, only excuse in Beverly me? Hills.
Well, yeah, they all do. My ear, nose, and throat doctor does plastic surgery.
Wait, what?
So I walked in one day and the girl's like, are you here for Botox? I'm like, no, I'm here because I'm a voiceover person and my throat is hurting. Is this an ENT? She's like, yeah, but we do both. Like, they do it all.
Like Paris.
I bought my Latisse from them, like from my ear, nose, and fucking throat doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, the world has gone mad.
Yeah, he said to me, he goes,
it's like an add-on at checkout.
Yeah, he's like, we can do a chin implant and we'll just redo the jaw.
Your dentist, though.
No, it's an oral surgeon. It wasn't like a regular dentist.
That's terrifying.
All of this.
I was like, first of all, I'm offended that you think I need a chin, even though I know I need a chin, but I don't need you to tell me I need a chin.
See, but if your face was a little bit thinner, you wouldn't need a chin.
I have a fat face.
Well, you insult me constantly, so I think I can. I'm entitled to sling a little shit your way. I'm just saying, if it was a little bit smaller, the chin would be more prominent. I'd have a jaw too if I didn't have this fat fucking turkey neck.
I have literally.
No, it's there. It's just little. Buried under the chub.
I have a nice.
But you're adorable. You're a man and it doesn't matter. So fuck you.
I know.
Right. You're like, I stopped drinking Coke for 3 days and lost 85 pounds.
He did.
No,
literally.
I know.
It's so annoying.
This guy I'm doing the cartoon with, we were in the kitchen like during a break and he's like, I started switching from sugar to agave in my coffee, lost 15 pounds. I'm like, you're a fucking scumbag. Like agave is still sugar.
Is weight a thing for you?
What do you think?
No, I'm saying
take a gander down this way.
No, I see you. I see you clearly. But I'm just my question is it does it bother you or do you embrace it and let it just be?
I think it's kind of both at this point. Like it tortured me my whole life for sure, but I feel like part of it now is like men are into big asses. It's the new thing.
Hello.
So all the things I've been tortured about now, like guys are just like, you got curves and you're hot. I'm like, what? I don't even, what? So I'm trying to like, my mind is trying to catch up with what they're saying.
You're like, wait, skinny jeans are out. I'm in. Wait, so yeah, now like, I'm attractive?
It's really hard for me to believe.
Society's saying I am?
Yeah. Like, oh, what? I'm allowed to think I'm attractive now because they're saying it. But like, yeah, I mean, it's always a problem.
Are you always?
Always. Came out of the womb a fatso. Yeah, came out that way. Probably had some kind of a birth defect that they didn't know or like didn't read. You know? Like I if you've seen those baby pictures of me, I was a mutant child.
Yeah.
I looked like Roseanne Barr at 5 years old.
Yeah.
Like it was really bad. I can't believe I'm still alive.
Well.
Thank God, because I exercise like crazy.
You haven't gained any weight.
I know. That's the thing. When I go to my reunions, I look exactly the fucking same. Like, I have not changed. So that's good, I guess.
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay, but do you think a lot of, the comedy comes out of that?
Totally. Comes out of that. It comes out of the rejection from guys, which stays with me forever. Comes out of, being made fun of and my family stuff. It's, definitely those three things were the most.
If you could change one thing, just one thing.
That's hard. Huh. Would I want to have been born to wise, educated parents who took an interest in my life and had some money and some savings and possibly insurance money when they died? Or
but I'd like to get my neck sucked.
Or a hot body. I think it's probably hot body. If I could wake up tomorrow 120 pounds, I'd be happier than anything for the rest of my life.
That's interesting. Yeah, yeah, because I think your comedy comes out of your, obviously...
It totally does. Yeah. Yeah, it affects every. It affects literally every single part of life. When you hate your body and you hate yourself your whole life, it affects every fucking thing you do every day, every minute.
Which makes sense about like the flapper thing, not to bring it back.
No.
Because I'm going to
bring it back.
It. But it makes sense because like here you are, a person who's probably been rejected all your life for different aspects. Like
totally.
Your weight, your boyfriends, da da da, right? And then now here's something that you're really good at and like you're proud of and blah, blah, blah. And someone fucking throws that at you.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so now I'm insisting that you go to another comedy club. I'm not kidding.
I know, I have to.
You have to.
Well, I'm glad I came here today because I didn't even think to do that. Like, I told the story before, not publicly, but to many people, and I never put it together to like turn it into something. That just sort of was
well, that's
like,
what
well,
this whole show is about. It's making, you know,
yeah, you
your worst ever your
you
humiliating moments
yeah.
and making them funny.
That was my worst comedy moment ever.
Or, you know, you take lemons and then you make a vodka soda with it.
Yeah, because, like, I would have been like, if it was, she would have said that to me, I'd be like, did you hear the
well,
audience?
You obviously have a strong sense of self-worth.
No, but I would have been like, did you hear the audience?
But he's also just a bitch.
Well, yeah, you're a rotten bitch, and you'll like you don't care. And I am like, I want to be liked. I want to be loved by everybody.
I'm like kind of in your camp. I'm a you know? People pleaser.
I'm a people pleaser too. But
no, you're
someone,
not.
No,
not
no
really.
I am. Honestly, I am. But if someone yells at me, I tend to like, I'll go back.
Oh, I know you will.
I don't. Yeah. I curl up like a snail and
you're usually
die.
The yeller. I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched Little Women L.A.
Oh, my God.
No.
It always comes back
midgets?
To Little Women L.A.
Well, we don't say
we
that
don't
word.
Say the... Unless they're cats, then you're allowed to call them
dwarves?
Midgets, because that's not rude to the cats.
Dwarves?
What are you talking about?
Midget cats.
There's midget
we
mosquitoes,
talked about this.
Too.
Paris Hilton, she has midget cats. We talked about this the other day.
They're like this big?
No, they're normal-sized cats, but their legs are very, very short.
Okay,
well, you should call them little cats.
Little people cats?
Little people cats.
Doesn't make any sense. Go back. All right, continue.
Anyway, so she was on Dancing with the Stars. Tara, you should do Dancing with the Stars.
I want to do. I'll lose so much weight. I want to do Dancing with the Stars.
Tara was on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, this girl, off a reality show, she's doing everything. She's created her own brand. You just got
to
like.
I don't know how to do that. I'm not a go-getter. I don't know how to push myself or market myself.
Aren't
I don't
do it for you.
No, I know. I'm going to rot away in obscurity. I'm dealing
but
with it.
Rachel, you also
I'm prepared. I've got like, Doritos. Netflix is streaming 24 hours a day. I'm ready to just become one of those Hollywood tragic stories. Like, whatever happened to that girl? She was the best female impressionist on earth. Like, yeah, she just didn't go anywhere. I'm ready
she
for
drowned
that.
And
well, you gotta get back out there.
We don't know. Some people need a Svengali. I am that person.
God, we should hook her up with the guy that Angela Watson found.
I need someone to wrangle me and tell me what to do. I am not capable of doing it myself. Some people just need that, and I need it. So,
well, I think people need to know you.
I do too.
You might want to like freshen yourself up a little bit.
Oh God.
I'm just being honest.
Well, you know what's funny? I was going to get all ready for this because I know you're such a cunt and you always insult my looks. And I'm like, I don't care what he thinks of me. Like, I'm going to go for a hike after this and I'm not going
to
get dressed up.
I wore this
up.
T-shirt to bed.
Yeah.
Full disclosure.
Yeah. Like, you're lucky I took a shower today and I only did it for you.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you never know where you're going
to
be.
Well, when I go out in the world, when I go to my agent, I look good. When I go to things,
okay,
I look good.
Are you doing this eyeliner thing?
Always doing the eyeliner thing. Listen, I'll always wear wings. Always.
Two things. Number one, I think if you're not going to go back to flappers, okay, I think you should maybe start, if you have a YouTube channel?
Yeah, but I never do anything with
okay,
it.
Okay, well,
there,
here we go.
Here we go.
I think you
here
should.
Here we go.
Here we go, people. I think you should start doing little vlogs as your different characters and just do them. Then you can just do your shit.
I do them on
the
Instagram.
Of, yeah.
I just don't put them on YouTube.
Put them
okay,
on
put
everything.
You need to put them on the YouTube so
put
that people can
everything.
See them and share them over and over.
What's
what
your
my,
channel on YouTube?
I haven't been on my YouTube page in like 2 years.
Well, get back.
I don't
what
do
is
anything.
It? What is it?
Rachel Butera? I don't know. I don't even know.
B-U-T-E-R-A.
Look it up, guys.
B-U-T-E-R-A.
How do you spell your name?
Butera.
Do you, Rachel, do you write?
I don't write as much as I should. I am a writer. I wrote for years, but I don't really sit down and actually write things. When I get inspiration to do a voice or a character, I just start recording myself and that's it.
Okay,
I don't
want
write
you to list off all the voices you do.
Oh my God. I can't even do that. Joan Cusack, Joan Rivers, Rosie O'Donnell, Whoopi Goldberg. Who else?
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes, Lisa Lampanelli, Carrie Fisher.
God rest her soul.
I know. Cher. Who else? There's just so many. Mindy Kaling.
Oh, your Mindy's hilarious.
Thank you.
Have you
she's
heard
like
her?
A really fun one to do because she's got a little bit of vocal fry going on, but she's like totally Valley Girl. She's like so California.
I love Mindy.
I like that
one. Do you think Mindy Kaling always had that voice?
She's a California girl, so I think she probably did. Like, she's got a really high voice anyway. And, like, when I used to watch her in The Office, she was like, Ryan, I'm so in love with you. Like, wearing my tracksuit, got my hair done. So, yeah, I think that's all her.
Okay.
She sounded like that when she was on Howard, too. Who else? I want to do Allison Janney. I just think she has such a funny voice.
Do you know
voice?
That she's the one?
Hi, I'm Allison Janney.
She's like my, like, if I could work with anyone...
Allison Janney.
That's who I would love to work with.
Hi, Allah. It's Allison Janney.
I think she's amazing.
I don't think you sound like her, but I just love that she has that weird fucking voice. It's
okay.
Like, I always do that line from American Beauty where she's like, take a raincoat, where her like son her son is like leaving and she's this traumatized wife and it's pouring rain. She's like, take a raincoat. That's like my impression of her. Who else?
Steven, if you could hear any of these, which one would you want to hear?
I mean, I'd love to hear Carrie Fisher.
Well, I didn't even realize I could do her. She's been talking with this spit and lisp the whole time, and I never really thought to do it. And then I got an audition for a Carrie Fisher in her later years, and so I started doing it.
And so I booked some, you know, voice matches for her and stuff. But yeah,
so good.
She's brilliant. Got this crazy, weird... old age voice.
My favorite's Wanda Sykes.
Well, yeah, I haven't done her, like, I haven't had a need or a reason to do that voice in so long because I just haven't been doing that shit anymore. And I got nobody to entertain. I'm like alone all day and shit in my booth at home. There's nobody to fucking talk to.
It's so good.
Anytime you want to hear it, just call me up.
Like, I miss working at a job thing. And having people to make laugh. Like, there's just no
Wait,
one around.
Do you do, what's her name? Ellen DeGeneres?
She's really hard.
I've tried to do her. Like, you know,
I hear her.
It's a little bit. She like when she says the word great, she's got this way of great. She says great. Her GRs are like great.
Yeah.
So I can say great, but that's about it. Yeah, it's not the best.
That's so funny.
I did a. I always wish I could do Oprah, but she's unless you sound like Oprah, it's really hard.
Yeah.
But she's got that Stedman, you know, Stedman and I.
Yeah.
Gail King and I, but she's getting older and she's getting deeper. So I think like the deeper she goes, I'll be able to do her finally.
You should start doing some newscasters like Diane Sawyer.
Oh yeah.
How does she sound like? I'm Diane Sawyer. I don't know what she
or
sounds
like. Or like Barbara Walters.
I can't do her. Impossible.
But who wants to? Because everyone does her that does impressions.
And they're all bad. No one can do that. A woman alive that can do a good Barbara Walters impression. No. It's impossible. Megyn Kelly, I don't know what these girls sound like. To me, they don't have anything distinctive. People ask me to do Kellyanne Conway. It's really just like a scrunched up face and, you know, like a weird Long Island accent. I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Who else?
Oh, I want to start doing Elizabeth Warren because I think she's going to be, she almost sounds like Underdog Lady. Do you notice this?
Mm-hmm. We have got to get health care. It's sort of like in that vein,
but
I need to get, I think I can
get her.
How about Kellyanne Conway?
I just did her. Where have you been? I was just doing her.
I wasn't paying attention. I
said she's like a scrunched up face and she's just kind of got this attitude and this like this New York accent. There's really not a lot to it. She's just kind of like whiny.
Right. Can you do Marlee Matlin?
You won't let me say the M word, but you want me to imitate a deaf woman.
Get it.
Nice.
I do love Marlee though.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a bunch more. My new favorite is doing Joan Cusack. I don't know if you really know what she sounds like, but she's got this quirky lip thing going on.
Good. And then when she yells, it's like this crazy, maddening scream. But she's really fun to do.
She kind of has like a similar thing as like a Drew Barrymore. She also has sort of like a lispy.
Yeah, she's really hard. I can't do her.
She's got that. Speaks out of the side of her mouth, but I can't really do it.
Yeah,
it's too. Angela Hoover does her really well. She's good at that.
Yeah, so that's the story, Morning Glory. I feel like I've been a downer on this show for the most part.
This is like the worst ever podcast ever.
That's me, totally bringing the worst. Rachel
Butera.
No,
this is good. It's fascinating because we don't get this. You know, most of the people that we have on there are like either former child actors. You're obviously not that.
I'm a former child sufferer.
Right,
that's about
which
it.
I enjoy.
Yes, I know.
Real.
You love my pain.
I think that the audience is really going to relate to you.
They love my pain.
How do we find you?
They all tell me to never find a boyfriend because they're like love my jokes about romance and sex and stuff.
Or find a boyfriend and then have him break your heart so we get more comedy.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Sounds like a great plan.
More pain, more pain.
But maybe you'll date someone who is just as tragic.
I don't want that. I don't want that. I want someone who's got their shit together, who can handle me. Like I said before, I need to be handled and wrangled. I want them to just take over my finances and tell me what to do because I don't know what to do. I don't know how to live. I don't know how to be an adult. I need somebody to help me.
Like, there aren't real classes to teach you how to do shit.
Yeah.
Like, nobody ever taught me how to do my taxes in a class.
Or, like, if you don't have parents.
An accountant.
No, my mother's an accountant.
Oh, your mom's an accountant.
Lucky me. What I'm saying is, in life, you know,
there's lots of people who
don't know how to do that. Like, who's fucking teaching you, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Those are life skills we all need to know. Just even like basic budgeting.
Yep. I always said that should be a curriculum in school.
I'm slowly learning that now.
No, you're still, you're like ninth grade.
But now it's too late. They need to put those curriculums
in
school.
Shit.
I know. I mean, I had $70 in my bank book account in first grade. My parents had to take it out because they needed tires. And that was the end of my savings for the rest of my fucking life.
How did they get tires for $70?
It was the 70s.
Got it.
Two fucking tires, $70. I'm like, Mom, is there still $70 in my bank book? They're like, we needed tires. And no apologies, no nothing. They're just like, fuck you.
We're taking you to school.
You're 7 years old. Yeah, exactly. So, like, yeah, they
need
these.
You get to ride in the car.
Yeah.
We're not going to make you walk today. We'll let you sit in the front seat with no seatbelt. Windows up with the cigarettes on.
That was my dad.
Windows up, cigarettes
on. I'm so angry and resentful.
Windows up, cigarettes on.
Oh, God.
100%. Is your family back in Jersey?
Yeah.
Does your mom and your sister and your brother live together?
My mother and sister live together. My brother lives down in Wildwood, New Jersey with his wife.
He's married.
Second wife.
Does he have kids?
No.
Wow.
We were both smart to not have kids and pass on the sickness.
What would happen if you texted him right now?
He'd answer. He's been trying to call me and leave stupid messages, but he's not understanding. You can't just pretend it's all okay. You've got to have serious discussions, and he doesn't want to discuss. So I'm just ignoring him because I don't know what to say. And then 6 months, it'll start all over again. He'll do it to me again. You know? Do you know how horrible it is to have your big brother call you a heartless, fat, ugly cunt with no talent, and he wants to ruin your career? Can you imagine saying that to anyone, let alone your little sister?
So he has animosity.
Totally. So what can you say to somebody like that? He's obviously got some deep resentment towards me that he's not dealing with. And
Should we call him right now?
No.
I mean, I would love to do it live.
He would not.
Do it live!
We're doing it live!
Do it live!
No, he would not like that. He would not like that at all.
He wouldn't?
He called into the Andy Dick podcast when I was doing it with him, but that's when we were still on good terms.
I'm just curious if we called him right now, if you think, I think I could work this out between us.
No, you couldn't. Jeez. No. Because he doesn't.
The opportunity.
He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong.
I know, but I'll fix that because I get tumultuous, like, sibling relationships.
Well, that's true. You know, he and his brother.
I don't know. Do I know that? You guys got problems?
We don't have problems. We don't relate on the same level.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're a completely, there's 6 years between my brother.
He loves me, but there's the communication is very.
Is there a big gap in age?
3 years.
That's not bad. Six.
Khaled's your younger brother.
Khaled's my younger brother.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you were talking about. Yeah. Is he famous? Am I supposed to know him?
He's famous.
Oh, I don't know DJs.
You'd know him.
I don't know DJs.
Although I do. Do you guys know DJ Todd Edwards?
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, well, he's famous.
He sounds like he wears Abercrombie and Fitch.
He was on stage with Daft Punk getting a Grammy 2 years ago that song. He sat behind me in high school English in Bloomfield, New Jersey. His name's Todd Imperatrice, and now he's like world-renowned DJ Todd Edwards. But I didn't know that.
What is he, like one of those electric, like, Daisy Carnival? What's it called?
I don't even know.
What is it?
EDM?
You tell me, EDM. Steven knows the young people things.
Do you know DJ Todd Edwards?
I don't, but I do know Electric Daisy Carnival.
There you go.
What is that?
It's
in Vegas.
Well, they have a bunch of them now. It's like franchised out and
Coachella, but for
just like dubstep, electronic music. And
my brother just performed at Coachella.
Oh, he did. So he's famous.
Yeah, he was on tour with Beyonce.
I don't know him. Is he gay? Straight? What?
Straight, big, 300 pounds.
Fat or muscular?
There's not a muscle on his body.
Really? And he can take that Coachella heat?
He is doing the soy milk commercials. Well, I don't know why or Soylent how that stuff? Came together.
Because of his Snapchats, because he loves nature. And his Snapchats, that's how it became a trend. It's all...
I need to learn Snapchat now.
He's doing
the
plants.
You got to do the Snapchat, yeah.
I don't understand.
He's drinking plants.
Yeah. Damn it. I don't want to do anything else.
Rachel, I feel like this has been very... enlightening for all of us.
I would love to do a makeover with Rachel and bring her back.
Yeah, I don't need a makeover. Nobody does my makeup as well as me. And also, when I do my hair, I look amazing. You see my pictures.
No, we're going to take a picture now.
Very well.
We're going to Facetune all of us.
The picture today is not going to be great, but
otherwise. Okay, so where can we find you on Instagram?
At Rachel Butera.
Rachel A. Butera.
Thank you. Say it again.
Middle initial A for Anne. Rachel A. Butera. B-U-T-E-R-A.
Twitter.
Rachel A. Butera on Twitter. Rachel Butera on Facebook. Listen to the Howard Stern Show. The girl voices are mostly me. What else?
And you'll be coming out with two new shows, and when we know what those are, then
probably
we'll
a year from
them.
Now. Yeah, cartoons.
And then also you're going to get back on stand up and do this for us.
We're going to check in with you.
I'm going to tell you that. If you want to put me on a schedule, that would be good because I work well under pressure and deadlines.
Okay.
And without that, I don't really get anything done.
When are we airing this one?
So
a couple weeks.
So you have 2 weeks.
I have 2 weeks to write and produce a segment.
It's a 5 minute set. It's a 5 minute set.
All right. Okay, I will take your challenge.
That you're going to talk about flappers.
I'll take your challenge. Okay. But isn't that like career suicide to like diss a comedy place?
You don't have to say it. You don't have to say where it is.
No, you should. No, and it's not career suicide anymore. In fact,
I should comedy shame the woman.
Absolutely. I don't think it's career suicide. I think nowadays it's when, I mean, we're just, that's part of like where we are now is like just
shaming each other.
It is. It's just, it works.
But she shamed me.
She shamed you.
Yeah, and I think you got to take the power back. You did the best you could, and then you were given instructions 5 minutes before, and you know.
It's a 5 minute set. It's about your experience. It's your truth. It's what happened. It's just your truth.
But doesn't it sound like, will it sound like me blaming someone else for like a failure?
No, because you're not failing. You're now back on stage. So this is your fuck you.
Oh, now go.
Right. Sing it again. Sing
okay.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
So you have 2 weeks. Then you're going to tell us where, because you're going to put it on YouTube. You're going to record it. And then you're going to send us the link so we can put it on our.
I'm going to perform it on YouTube?
No, you're going to perform it live. Have someone video it. You're going to do like an open mic.
Yeah. Oh, an open mic.
Try to do it in Burbank.
Open mic.
Okay. Maybe I'll do it at Flappers.
Great.
What if I can get a spot at Flappers and diss the owner?
We will come and we will film it for you.
I want to tell you guys a little story about what happened to me here in the summer of 2015.
Do it. This was 2015?
Yeah.
You haven't done stand-up since?
Nope.
Oh, that's a crying shame. No,
you have to do it because she's never going to... First of all... This woman that you're talking about, I can promise you, will never remember doing that.
I know.
Because it was, for her, it was a moment.
She's even still there.
Yeah. She owns it. Yeah, she's the owner.
Yeah, but she doesn't remember doing it. It was a moment for her.
I know.
And she affected 2 years of your fucking life.
She's like ice cream, like a moment on the lips, a lifetime in my fucking mental brain. You know what I mean? Like she's,
This was 2 years ago?
Yeah. I did it for I did comedy for charity and I did like one other thing, but I just couldn't wait for it to end and I didn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, so you're doing you need to do this specific story and then it's going to change your life.
Yeah, it'll get it out of me. It'll purge it.
I think
sure
it will actually.
It sure will.
All right.
It'll get you over the fear.
It's sort of like when we did Worst Ever Live.
Yeah.
You know, when we do the live shows.
Right.
Like we're all talking about horrible experiences, especially when we first did this, it was Worst Audition Ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about our horrible audition stories, which of course you're nervous about talking about because you don't want to.
you don't want to give power to the bad stuff, yeah. right? You feel like, oh, if I talk about it and then like I'm bringing other people in. I don't want to be a complainer, I don't want to, you know, maybe I shouldn't, I'm scared, maybe I shouldn't, you know, shame the person who, but the fact of the matter is, it's not about that. It's not about dissing people. Mm-hmm. It's not about being like, this person's the worst. It's about your experience yeah. through something really painful or right. through something that was negative for you. And I actually think, and we've done this for so long now, and it's why we have this show. I feel like when you tell the story, somehow you release its power over you. Mm-hmm. And then because people are like laughing along with it, oh my God, that's terrible. I yeah. actually am commiserating with you.
Right.
And then you think to yourself, well, God, that wasn't nearly as bad as I've made it up in my brain to be.
Yeah, and I wasted all this time not doing and something energy, I'm good at yes. because of I was just too sensitive
I've been
or whatever.
Paralyzed
it is.
By this moment in my head of, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Thanks, Chrissy.
You're welcome. Rachel, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. You're the best. I miss you. I haven't seen you in so long.
I miss you too. Everybody's
you look
so
exactly
busy.
The same.
Good.
You do.
Rough.
Oh, Jesus.
You're such a cunt.
All right, everyone.
Bye,
we'll see
thanks.
You next time.
Bye-bye. Rough.
Don't forget, you can find Rachel Butera and all of her funny at Rachel A. Butera.
Don't forget that A.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at YoLaken. And
you can find me at Alec Led, AlecLedD.
And if you have any bad stories or questions or comments for us, please email us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com.
We're going to take one episode and just dedicate to the fans and answer all your questions with emails. So.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's going to be the worst questions ever.
Definitely.